This is Party Line.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
All calls are recorded.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
There is a difference. Oh, what a difference.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here.
Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA, community-minded just like you.
There is a difference.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Join Ken Hartman every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Tony Theofana, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Ken will take an in-depth look at area high school sports programs, both boys and girls action, while looking at college and professional sports, too. Inside the Huddle every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Tony Theofana, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort, from the station keeping you connected for over 60 years, WILO.
I'm not sure what else to do. My company is thriving. I've got more business than I can handle. But I need workers, and no one has the skills I need. Why does it feel like I'm always having to settle?
You don't have to. Indiana's Next Level Jobs program will help you offset the cost of training the workers you need. Learn more at nextleveljobs.org.
This message is sponsored by the Indiana Commission for Higher Education, the Indiana Department of Workforce Development, and aired in cooperation with this station.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. It is a Tuesday morning. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. I'm Kevin Keith, joined in the studio again with Melissa Miller. Supposed to have a representative from the Frankfort Community Public Library here, but they probably got stuck by a train, like you said.
Yeah, I was going to say. Scott had that problem last week.
Yeah, we about once a month we'll have a guest come in cussing and telling us that they got stuck by the train. I'm glad I live on this side of the tracks because it could be late.
Well, there's a way around it. I mean, for the other side,
you got to cut
around a little bit through the country and go around by the park and all that.
Yes.
But, I mean, you can do it. It just sometimes it's a hassle.
Yeah. Well, somebody brought up a good point, too. Even if we would have got the overpass, you would have still had to drive to this end of town to go over the overpass.
Right, and then, exactly.
So if you're downtown.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, Frankfort, a lot of people look at Frankfort and they don't think about it being that large a railroad hub in Indiana, but it is.
Yeah.
And it's very centrally located, so, you know.
What really gets me is like 10:30 in the morning and then 4:30 in the afternoon. It seems like every day it's just, and sometimes
it can be 4:00 in the morning.
Yeah,
it can be, I mean, I've been to the station at all hours of the morning and never fails. I can get caught at least once a week.
Yeah.
Depending on the time. So,
yeah,
it just depends on when they're coming in and when they're going out.
And what really makes me mad is when they stop.
When they're building trains, because it's not like trains used to be, you know, 45, 50 cars. Oh, now we're looking at trains that are sometimes 200 cars.
Yeah.
you know, four engines and 200 cars. It's yeah. not like it used to be. I mean, it's there's not that many huge railroad systems in the country.
See, so, yeah, you're right. When I was a kid, I would sit in the car with mom and dad and count mm-hmm. the trains,
yeah, yeah.
see how many. And now I sit in the car and cuss.
Yeah, yeah, it's just unreal. And you can tell by the way the train, the makeup of the train,
mm-hmm.
where it's going. What part of the country it's heading
really?
For, you know, just because of the different cars that are on it.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's kind of, that part of it's kind of wild, too. So,
I don't care where it's going.
I mean, you can tell whether or not it's going to the East Coast, you know, and also direction, of course, but you can tell whether or not it's going on farther on towards the West Coast, whether it's just going to the river,
mm-hmm.
you know, what it's hauling, where it's going.
Yeah. I don't care as long as it goes. That's my that's my thing. All right.
It's interesting.
Well, what's on your mind is hopefully we could get a few phone calls up in here at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. Kim asked a minute ago about Sharpie Gate. And if you remember, there was one day last week as Dorian was making its way toward the U.S. that President Trump held a press conference of sort.
Yes.
And everything was going good until they had the cone whatever it was, you know, of where it was going.
It was just another one of those not bright moments.
And then somebody had taken a Sharpie, I'm guessing him, and extended that cone over to Alabama. Now, full disclosure here, Alabama was in the original path, but they quickly took it out
because of the turning of the
you know, things change,
and basically, and a lot of that all goes back to somebody not being up to date,
right,
you know, and not necessarily him,
right,
he just kind of took the brunt of it,
yeah,
you know. And
so what had happened was they took yeah. Alabama out, and then he doubled down so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and stuck with his story for 7 days, which didn't make him look good.
No.
But the New York Times is reporting this morning, and we do have Kim on the line. Kim, good morning again.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to call back in, but to the last caller that said, want to know if Pence was supposed to stay there. Well, now, I only heard this once, and that Pence's spokesman, that Short, his last name Short, mm-hmm. and he said that Pence told him that Trump suggested strongly to stay there. And then Trump tweeted, no, he didn't say any of that. So I bet Mike got an earful.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kim. Well, she really hates Trump, don't she?
Mm-hmm.
but the New York Times reports Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, I do like Kim's funniness. I like her sense of humor.
Yes, I like the humor.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross threatened to fire top employees at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, better known as NOAA. The threat came after the National Weather Service's Birmingham office took to social media to say Hurricane Dorian would not be affecting Alabama, directly contradicting President Trump. The threat led to a statement later on Friday from the NOAA disavowing the Birmingham office's position that the state wasn't at risk, instead opting to side with President Trump. So again, he was right, but when they say that it's not going to hit Alabama, you need to backtrack that.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. You need to double check, and you need
not
to make
down.
Sure that. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, it was just an unfortunate event. And
well,
you
I
don't
mean,
take a freaking Sharpie to change the map.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
That was so obvious that was the bigger issue out of all of it. So
I saw something funny on Facebook. It's hard to put it into words on the radio, but it was a picture of the United States, and then you had Greenland in the upper right-hand corner.
Yeah.
And somebody had taken a Sharpie and like left from New York and then went up and wrapped around Greenland and came down to Florida and said, the
yeah.
U.S.,
yeah.
the new U.S., it was a lot
yeah.
funnier
yeah.
in person, but yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, some of the stuff.
So I hate to see this, that former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin and her husband Todd are headed toward divorce.
I'm not surprised.
After 30 years?
I hate to say it, I'm not surprised, though.
I don't know, they always seem massively in love and just talking about each other and... You know,
they seem politically they seem politically correct.
Some of that you can't fake.
Yeah.
But divorce papers were filed in the Anchorage Superior Court Friday and cite an incompatibility of temperament between the parties. That's a nice way of saying just can't get along.
We just don't get along.
Right. Yeah. So the two are currently seeking joint legal custody of their child, Trigg, while the couple's other four children already are adults. But
yeah,
I hate to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. You hate to see anybody split up, but, you know.
I'd love to hear this. A Florida boy who gave up the money he was saving to go to Disney World will still get his birthday wish. Disney says he will be their special guest later this month. Six-year-old Jermaine Bell and his family evacuated to South Carolina during Hurricane Dorian. He used his birthday money to buy hot dogs and chips for 100 other evacuees.
Yeah.
When Disney heard about it, officials there wanted to return the favor. So
yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And then
6 years old.
The other story of the Florida elementary young, the boy that they had college day, college color day at school, and he didn't have, he loved Tennessee, loved watching Tennessee and everything, and he didn't have a Tennessee shirt, so he wore an orange shirt and drew on a piece of paper, U of T, and he got made fun of. He got bullied at school. And his mom.
Oh, I saw that on Facebook yesterday.
Yeah, his mom posted it online, you know, about the bullying and everything. And that's more what she was focused on. Well, it got the story got picked up. It went viral, and the University of Tennessee found the story, and so they mass produced. They got in touch with his family, made sure that it was okay, and they mass produced the T-shirt. They put it online and the with the story. Of what was going on with it, and the actual design of the shirt is now a University of Tennessee shirt, and it was so popular, it sold out so fast, people ordering it online, that it crashed the website.
Wow.
So the really cool part is, I was trying to find a story, because I actually have the actual story.
I saw the design yesterday on Facebook.
Part of the money, part of the proceeds that are actually being donated towards a bullying anti-bullying campaign. So I just thought that was so cool.
That's cool, yeah.
That the university picked it up and are making. And they also sent a kit, anti-bullying kit, to the school.
Oh, okay.
To his classmates. Which I thought that was pretty cool, too. So, yeah,
put the spotlight on them, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I thought that was interesting.
Very cool. Well, a new version of Monopoly sees women making more than men. I kind of like this. It's called Miss Monopoly, not Mrs., Monopoly. And it goes on sale this month with a host of modern updates, including ride shares and Wi-Fi. It's a lot like regular Monopoly, but female players start with $1,900 from the bank. Men only get $1,500. The women also get an extra $40 every time they pass go. Players don't invest in property, but inventions made by women.
Yeah.
It retails for $19.99, whether you're male or female.
I can see it being updated. You know, like you said, Uber rides, you know. I can see the updated part of it, but this... Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
Sorry.
It's a bit of a stretch.
I'm
it's
sorry.
Monopoly,
think,
right?
Yeah, it's Monopoly. You know, back when the game came out, everybody got paid equally. So are we making a big deal out of it now?
Yeah.
So
I don't know, but that's out of Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Now, I've seen, I don't know, you've probably seen them too, like every now and then, every 10 years or so, a company will come into smaller communities and they will do a Monopoly based on your city. Have you ever seen these?
Yeah, I've seen those.
Like Frankfurtopoly?
Yeah, I've seen those. Well, there's Farmopoly.
Yeah.
That it's based on farming and not they
have a bunch of
city.
Themes.
Yeah.
I think our kids got a John Deere-opoly last year for Christmas. So.
Yeah. if we got one of those too.
Play Monopoly.
I don't mind that, but this I think is a little extreme.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, when they got their Monopoly game, they're 10 and 9, and they had never played Monopoly, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, I'm going to set them down and teach them, right? And I came in third place out of three. So.
Well, have you seen the one that's an ATM?
ATM-opoly? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, instead of the regular banker where you actually have to count the money, it's an ATM.
No.
And it spits it out.
No, that's,
yeah,
that takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, ATM card and the whole bit. And I said, yeah, that's modernizing it too much.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
To me, that was part of the fun, too, is if you got to be the banker.
One person is the banker,
you had
right.
to do the money.
Right, right.
So, therefore, it was educational and doing the hotels and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're taking all that out of all these games by almost...
dumbing it down.
Yeah, they're dumbing it down too much, and that's part of the problem with our education system, too. So,
well,
that's a whole other conversation.
That is a whole other. Don't get me started on that.
Yeah.
Well, Ken and I have been following these stories for a couple weeks now, particularly with Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition, and the CDC continues to investigate 5 deaths and more than 450 cases of severe lung disease in 33 states that are blamed on vaping. Mm-hmm. Deaths linked to this lung illness have been confirmed in Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, Oregon, and California. The CDC believes those cases are associated with chemical exposure. Federal health officials are urging people to stop using e-cigarettes, especially young people and pregnant women. The New York State Health Department is advising residents not to use e-cigarettes or other vaping products. A few days ago, the health department released findings showing the cases of pulmonary illnesses tied to vaping are rising across New York State and the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating hundreds of respiratory illnesses and several deaths linked to vaping. Somebody asked me over the weekend, what was the real story on that? And I watched something on CBS Sunday Morning.
Right.
And they had a specialist on there who said, frankly, we're not for sure.
They're not for sure, but they're looking very carefully at vitamin E with, stop and think about it, acetate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, acetate's not safe for anybody.
That's right.
So, you know, if you're inhaling that stuff, what the heck is it going to do to your lungs?
Well, they were also talking about the vitamin E plus the, I don't want to sound dumb here, but where you take a hit of the vapor.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chemical things that it does once it mixes with oxygen in your blood.
Right.
One expert said that it appears that is when the vapes hit your body, it creates like a gel that forms over your lungs.
Right. Right.
Ugh. I don't know. That's a little disturbing.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, there is. Even First Lady Melania Trump has she got on Twitter, and very rarely does she get on social media, mm-hmm. but when she does, it's very important and it's very poignant. And she put on deeply concerned about the growing epidemic of e-cigarettes and use of our children. And that we need to do all we can to protect the public from tobacco-related diseases and death. And she has actually gone on further to talk about how she would like to see what she can do about coming up with some ways to get more mm-hmm. education into the schools on this stuff.
Well, Juul has been, I think, sued by 4 or 5 states.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, so therefore maybe that's where some of the money can come from to fund some of this. I mean, that's the tobacco industry had to cough up billions of dollars to do the same thing
mm-hmm.
besides packaging and everything. But there's got to be a way to – I mean, you can't keep them out of every kid's hands.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, the regulations for these, there's not enough manpower to go out there and do the checks that they used to do.
Well, I had said all along that, I mean, anytime something is approved by the FDA or something, that's after like 10 years of study.
Right.
They haven't done any long-term studies on this. I don't know how it was ever.
Yeah, I don't know how it got out to begin with. And then, like I said, there's just not enough manpower for the authorities to be able to go out and police these places that are selling them.
Party line, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I thought I might talk a little bit about this event coming up on Thursday.
Okay. Do you care to identify yourself?
Just go with Andy.
Andy, thanks for calling.
All right. We've been working in this county, or shall we say, been debating the issue of industrial wind development since, 2004. I believe that's when that began.
Yeah, before I was here.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, several wind developers have come and gone. Navitas, they came, they went after filing 8 FAA permits, AES, Tradewind, and of course, the latest flavor, I guess you might say, is E.ON, which is a German company that they have been trying to put together a wind development for, what, since 2014 when they first started going out here and selling leases, although those leases, most people didn't know about it until 2016. But, you know, the question is this a company that the entire county really wants to do business with? You know, I mean, in the process over the past 3 years, we've seen a lot of things. For example, you know, one of the things we were told on property value when we asked questions about that, that all we had to do was look at the Hindman report. The Hindman report guaranteed us that property values would not go down. However, during the process, Responsible Harvest, we looked up and got a copy of the Hindman report, which turned out to be a kid's college paper.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you look at some of the other things on the, as far as the track record of this particular company, you know, you have to ask questions. You know, something this large, we should be asking lots of questions.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to affect the lives of everybody in the county for, well, the next half century.
Hey, let me stop you real quick, Andy. I do have to take a break, but I want you to hold on real quick.
Sure.
One thing I was thinking about is, and I didn't really realize it until this week when I started looking into E.ON's group and what they're proposing. This is kind of an extreme rural part of Clinton County, and it's a much scaled-down version than what they were proposing a couple years ago. So that was going to be my question to a couple of the guests that we were going to have on, you know, would it be a little more palatable to all of us in Clinton County if it's stuck on the east side of the county, you know? And let's think about that,
yeah.
And we'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back and keep talking about that on Wylo's Party Line next.
One place it makes no sense to shortcut or put off is putting a quality roof over your head. That's what Welty has been doing since 1937.
Hi, Ryan Welty here. You can count on us to take care of you with honest advice, excellent materials, and quality construction backed up with our Welty promise. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Don't forget about Welty's 50-year metal roof, too. Serving Central Indiana from 1-800-466-7231.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Hi, I'm Michelle with Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where you can surround yourself with the things you love. Antiques, home decor, and much more. We can help turn your house into a home. Walk into a simpler time of candles, home accents, furniture, and more, all in a warm atmosphere. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, the aroma of home. Half block west of the Frankfurt Square on Clinton Street. And remember to always surround yourself with the people and the things you love.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Just about 5 minutes left in the program. I'm Kevin Keith. We have Melissa Miller here with us, too, and Andy on the phone. Andy, go ahead and continue. We got just limited time here, though, friend.
Okay. And I believe your question was palatability as far as development. Looking at the fact that they've scaled down to 35 to 56, 54, something mm-hmm. like that, I'm going to guess most likely, and I don't know, because Eon loves to do everything in the dark, okay,
mm-hmm.
that this is probably the old Tradewind project.
That's, Andy, it's Melissa.
All right.
And you know who I am, so.
Right, and I would guess that's the case. And of course, you know, we've mapped that out, Responsible Harvest. So
right.
I'm guessing the reason it's got 35 to 54 is because originally they did apply with the FAA, Tradewind did, for 54 turbine sites. However, a lot of that land has not been signed up. There's a lot of gaps in the map.
Right.
So I'm guessing that's why they went with the low of 35. But
Andy, Melissa had said that was it was in fact the old Tradewinds program.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Eon purchased those contracts, right?
Yeah, that's what we were told. I mean, Andy, it's no secret; it's all public record. You know that that we signed up on that. And it was for the wind rights, because there's no way, you know where we live, there's no way you could put a turbine on our ground.
Right.
We don't have an open enough, we couldn't meet the specifications mm-hmm. of that. But I don't know, were you under the impression that we were, that the Tradewinds, when they called everybody and said, we're pulling out, were you under the impression that this project had pretty much died? Because that's been 2-3 years ago.
I was. The thing of it is, Tradewind came, they left, then they came back, and then, of course, we were listening to their representatives at the meeting at Clinton Central
mm-hmm.
at the end, and of course, the property value guarantee and some of the other issues there. You know, they just said, "Nah," they really weren't interested. I think they hung around a little longer, but. It's like, no, this is not going to work for them.
Right, and my understanding, too, was some of the research. They put up all those test towers to get the wind speeds and do all of that research, that it really wasn't going to support it.
Correct.
So that was another reason why, you know, we were under the understanding that they had pulled out and that this was totally over with. And I'm like you. I don't know anything about you know more about Eon than I do, because I know you are very detailed in your research and everything.
Right.
I'm glad
right.
you called in, by the way. Thank you.
And, you know, I mean, some of the things that, for example, you know, question, they talk about road repairs and that type of thing.
Yeah, schools, money for schools and stuff, yeah.
Right. Then you bring up the question about Shelby Township in Illinois County, Illinois, where finally they, after 5 years of torn up roads, they had to sue Eon to get them to finally repair the roads, and it took, I think, what, 2-3 more years to get them to live up to their obligation. And then, of course, you had the case in Texas, and, of course, that was settled out of court, where the people who were actually hosting the turbines, or the leaseholders, they had to sue Eon. Yeah.
Andy, quickly, do you think it'll be more palatable for people in Frankfort, maybe if they can't see it, to accept it on the east part of the county?
I don't, you know, in our particular case, it's not a question of seeing it. It's a question of many other things.
Sure,
right.
You know, drainage, roads, another issue that's there is aquifer contamination.
Right.
You take out in the Forest Township area, of course, everybody knows Forest was built on a swamp.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But there are places there where you go down 15, 20 feet and you can hit the aquifer.
Mm. Right.
So,
right.
you know, if you start doing heavy construction in that, you know, particularly, I don't know how far down they're planning on going, depends upon the height of the turbine. But,
like,
you know,
I think it's like 30 feet, Andy. I really do.
Right. So you're into the aquifer.
Sure.
So that's going to affect everyone, not only in that area, but aquifers move. The water moves under the ground.
Right.
So, you know, I know actually talking to some of our livestock producers, they were concerned about that.
Right.
That they haven't signed up because of that issue. It's like, you know, why would we sabotage our own business, you know?
Right.
Andy, are you going Thursday night?
I will try to get down there. As you know, I have a position with IU Kokomo, so
I have
some meetings, and as soon as I get down from my meetings, I'm hoping to go down there and have the opportunity to listen.
Well, we'll have it on
and see what they have to say.
We'll have it on WILO TV, and we certainly encourage you to call back tomorrow, Andy, if you'd like to. We appreciate it.
Well, and I think we're going to archive that too, aren't we?
We will have that archived.
So if you don't get a chance to go, Andy, you'll be able to actually watch that meeting.
Okay.
All right. Clinton County Daily News. So, and I would be, honestly, I would love for you to call back in, because I would love, especially maybe after the meeting, to let us know what you thought.
Yeah, let's talk about this some more. Andy, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right. Good luck, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Melissa, thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm glad he called in.
I get tired of hearing myself talk about it off air
how much I respect him, mm-hmm. and his views and his thoughts, and he researches everything to detail. So,
and that's a prime example that we don't, just because we don't agree on something,
right.
We can still get along, right?
Oh yeah, no, I love Andy to death. So,
Melissa, thanks as always.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you for joining us on this Tuesday edition of Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.